Next item is subdivision 2006-42, Glenn R. Jones.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval of subdivision 2006-42 for Glenn R. Jones based upon the record and for the following reasons. Proposed subdivision meets the purpose of the subdivision ordinance and protects the orderly growth of the county. The proposed subdivision density is significantly less than the density permitted by the existing AR1 zoning. The proposed subdivision will be restricted residential development and will not adversely affect nearby uses or property values. The proposed subdivision will not adversely impact schools, public buildings, and community facilities or area roadways and public transportation. Denerec has indicated the site is suitable for septic. The items in section 99-9C of the subdivision code have been favorably addressed. This recommendation is subject to the following condition. There shall be no more than 38 lots within the subdivision. The applicant shall prepare and record restrictive covenants governing the development and form a homeowners association responsible for the maintenance of streets, roads, buffer, stormwater management facilities, erosion and sedimentation control facilities, and other common areas. The stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. All interested shall comply with all of DLDOT's requirements. Restricted covenants shall include the agriculture use protection notice. There shall be a 30-foot landscape buffer retained or installed along the perimeter of the subdivision as shown on the preliminary site plan. A school bus stop shall be shown on the final site plan. The location of the school bus stop shall be coordinated with the local school district. No lots should contain any of the wetlands. The applicant should submit a landscape plan as part of the final site plan. The final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of stormwater management areas, erosion and sedimentation control facilities. No single wides shall be permitted in the subdivision. Only homes on permanent foundations shall be allowed. Street naming and addressing shall be subject to review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Departments. And the final site plan shall be subject to review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
So moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2006-42, Glenn R. Jones, for the reasons and with the conditions stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.